Governor Tony Evers thinks there's room to compromise on medical marijuana. We've made it to the first Friday of the year. It's January 5th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the city of Whitewater's police chief is asking for federal help in dealing with an influx of immigration. And first-year students at Madison East High School are no longer seeing letter grades on their report cards. Corrine Hess has that. Stay with us.
You tune in every weekday for your dose of local news on Wisconsin Today. You enjoy headlines with context as well as a longer story. This news is community supported. Join in with your gift at wpr.org/givewi today.
Governor Tony Evers says this could be the year that he signs a bill that would legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin. But whether a compromise can be reached on the issue is far from a sure thing. Sean Johnson reports.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said recently that GOP lawmakers would release a proposal this month that would legalize marijuana for medicinal purposes. Voss said the plan would be limited. Evers has backed some type of decriminalization ever since taking office, and most recently has called for full legalization of recreational marijuana. However, he said,
"Can I get behind medicinal marijuana?" Yes.
Evers said the trick will be in the details and whether any bill that passes the legislature is too restrictive. This isn't the first time Voss has floated support for medical marijuana. Previous efforts went nowhere in the legislature. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A plea from a police chief in southeastern Wisconsin is attracting national media attention. Whitewater's police chief recently signed off on a letter that'll be sent to President Joe Biden and other officials. It says the city of about 15,000 people needs more funding for things like police, housing assistance, and translation services, all in response to an influx of immigrants. Marjorie Stoneman leads a volunteer group called Whitewater Unites Lives. She says she hopes the letter leads to more funding.
Services and resources that make our city better is good for everybody. Because immigrants to Whitewater contribute to our community, volunteer in our schools, start small businesses, and are integral to our basic community fabric.
Whitewater's Common Council discussed a draft version of the letter last month, and the police chief says he plans to send the document once all council members have signed. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin workers are looking to form a union. They filed for recognition under the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals. Soon, they'll hold an election with the National Labor Relations Board. Emily Segrist is a nurse practitioner and organizing leader. She says they want to improve conditions for workers and patients.
We, as providers, direct care service individuals, work hard endlessly, day after day, with patients who, you know, really get a lot of their preventative and reproductive care through Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. And it's important work that we're doing.
Planned Parenthood employees in other states have formed unions citing the end of Roe v. Wade. They argue that the shifting legal landscape adds new pressure. Abortion services in Wisconsin were suspended last year, but recently resumed after a state court decision. That ruling is expected to go before the state Supreme Court. First-year students at Madison East High School are no longer seeing A's, B's, and C's on their report cards. Corrine Hess reports the school has joined several Wisconsin districts and moving away from traditional grades.
Madison East is piloting standard-based grading. Instead of an A, a student is labeled advanced in a subject. D students are now labeled as emerging. Patty Schaefer heads the STEM program at the Madison School District. She says standard-based grading lets students know where they are at rather than just accumulating points.
That's a better way for a student to know where they need to focus their attention for improving. And teachers are then able to have conversations with students that aren't about how many more points you need to get a particular grade, but where you have areas of growth.
If successful, the model could be rolled out to the district's other high schools. Standards-based grading is also being used in the Milwaukee, McFarland, Baraboo, and Racine school districts. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we'll hear from a writer and cardiologist on how one cricket game in Madison also brought with it decades of international tension. That story in today's Wisconsin Life. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a poem about coming together despite differences.
Sports have a special way of bringing a diverse group of people together, even if the fans aren't rooting for the same team. Dr. Arif Ahmed reflects on a cricket tournament in Madison where the pregame jitters were high. It wasn't necessarily because of the game itself, but because of the countries many of the players came from, India and Pakistan. The writer and cardiologist shares a poem about that day.
32 expatriates, Pakistanis and Indians, against a nuclear standoff. March 2019. For Pakistanis and Indians everywhere and in the U.S., in a week of seesaw diplomacy and unsettling war games, I am nervous. An ongoing cricket tournament in Madison, Wisconsin, USA, where Indians and Pakistanis mix up and play. Though I was nervous with more questions than answers, more doubts than convictions. Not for the game, but for the gamesmanship. Would we still come together to play or cancel and stay in our respective bubbles? And just like that, the night came and passed. We did gather and play, all trying and going out of their way to be more gracious, more generous, acutely aware of our global citizenship, this one big mother village, our interdependence, 32 expatriates, Pakistanis and Indians, against the odds, playing cricket over war, choosing team play, and maintaining discourse. Talking with a bat and a ball, we played for peace, yes, peace for all.
Dr. Arif Ahmed of Madison shared that writing about finding harmony through a game of cricket in Madison. After recording his poem, he told me a bit more about his love of cricket.
Well, growing up, this is a sport which has been around the longest. And you know who taught us cricket? The English. When British ruled over subcontinent India and Pakistan, they brought cricket with. And that's how they taught us cricket.
What do you love about the sport?
It's a good sport. It's a fair sport. It gives you a good balance. It's a... it's an English version of baseball, and I just like it. I never thought about why I loved it. Yeah, this is the first time I'm thinking about why do I love cricket? Well, I just like it.
So can you talk about the day of this cricket tournament and why it inspired you to write this poem?
So this was a time of a tense standoff between India and Pakistan, who are both neighbors and both are nuclear armed. And we were playing this tournament here, and it was a tense time. It was all over the international news because these two nuclear-armed nations are at each other's throat and not backing off. So that's when this piece came about. And the more I think about it, the more I realize that religion, race, region... how can we fight over these things which we don't choose but are born into? And another important concept which I bring out is peace for all. You know, it's a very basic, just like a good air, good quality water. Peace for all is a very basic human need.
Dr. Arif Ahmed is a writer and cardiologist from Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it for the first Friday of the year. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crowe, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, if you hit that subscribe button, we'll be right back here in your podcast feed automatically on Monday morning. Until then, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.